We are focusing on foot and mouth disease. Now, foot and mouth disease has been confirmed in parts of the Western Cape, and the Western Cape Department of Agriculture has implemented emergency controls to stop the spread, including strict livestock movement rules and enhanced biosecurity measures. Now, the main thing is to ensure that you do not move animals without authorization. Clean and disinfect vehicles and equipment, and also report any suspected cases immediately to the state veterinarian. Now, speaking about the state vet, we have on the line with us Dr. Solomon Bundy from Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape. Doc, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Cannot complain. Thank you very much for taking time to chat to us. It's once again important to know that we are focusing on this current challenge. Now, can you briefly explain what foot and mouth disease is and why it is such a serious concern for livestock farmers and the Western Cape economy?
Yes, good morning to your listeners. I'm on the road driving, so my network may be not the best one.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Yes, foot and mouth disease It's a viral disease, so it's caused by a virus, and it is a highly contagious disease, meaning if one animal contracts it, the chances are almost all the cattle or all the cloven-hoofed animals within those premises, even out, like some distances or adjacent farms, the chances are very high that they will contract the disease. So it spreads very, very quickly, and the consequences of contracting that disease are just too much, in the sense that once there is an outbreak, you know, there is a strict ban on animal movement or restrictions on animal movement. Farms are put under quarantine, which affects, you know, income for the farmers, their general operations, employment. Sometimes, if you can imagine that some farms are reliant on milk production, and when the animals get foot and mouth disease, milk production can drop from, you know, figures of, let's say, 75,000 liters per day, as low as 3 liters per day. So you can imagine that sudden drop.
Sure.
And the effect it have on the employees and the farmers in general.
All right, now, what legal requirements are in place around livestock movement during this outbreak?
So, whenever there is an outbreak, foot and mouth disease outbreak, we use the Animal Diseases Act 35 of 1984. So, basically what it says is that if a farmer suspects that the animals have got foot and mouth disease or suspect the clinical signs, they must inform the the state veterinarian and inform their neighbors as well. So that is a legal requirement. And immediately once we suspect as well, so us as the vets, we suspect that it is likely to be foot and mouth disease, we put the farm under quarantine. That is also required by law. We put the farm under quarantine.
Okay.
Because the state is obligated to act. Foot and mouth disease is a controlled disease, meaning an individual or a farmer cannot control or contain that disease alone. The state is supposed to mobilize resources to try and contain the disease, which includes vaccination, movement restrictions, and putting the farms under quarantine, and all the other things around. But all of those things are in the law. Yeah.
Right, now what documents or permits are needed before animals are moved?
So it depends on where the animals are, but in general, even without the foot and mouth disease outbreak, whenever you move animals, animals cannot be transported without documents. One of those, and especially more important now that we've got foot and mouth disease, they must have an origin declaration. So animal origin declaration where the owner of the animals completes the documents indicating their details, the address, the species, if it's pigs, you indicate it's pigs, how many are they, and where are they going. So that is the owner declaration document number one. Document number two is the destination declaration, where the person receiving the animals also completes his details and also indicating that they accepting that they will put the animals in isolation for a period of 28 days, observing for any development of clinical signs. So they isolate them from the rest of the herd and observing for any clinical signs. And then the other one is the stock theft document. So okay, you have to move, you have to complete that document showing where the animals. And where are they going? So that is the owner declaration document number one. Document number two is the destination declaration, where the person receiving the animals also completes his details and also indicating that they accepting that they will put the animals in isolation for a period of 28 days, observing for any development of clinical signs. So they isolate them from the rest of the herd and observing for any clinical signs. And then the other one is the stock theft document. So okay, you have to move, you have to complete that document showing where the animals are coming from, where they are going, and they are your animals. They are not stolen. Now, during this period of foot and mouth disease, one of the critical documents to have is the Red Cross permit. So when we put the farms or the area and where are the exceptions where we can allow animals, let's say, to go for direct slaughter to the abattoir, and we give those animals on top of those three other documents, we then give them a Red Cross permit. It's basically a document with a Red Cross on it, and what it says, this form is signed by a state vet authorizing that movement after we have done all the risk analysis, and we authorize that movement direct to the abattoir. And the abattoirs, once they receive animals that are coming on a Red Cross permit, they have got checks and balances and extra management that are put in place to deal with that, because they are still regarded as a risk animal. So on top of that, we also have got another one, especially for animals that are in the 10-kilometer radius.
Okay.
So they are not infected, but they are high risk. Then we ask that a private veterinarian goes to examine those animals and complete an animal health certificate.
Okay.
So when the private vet completes that, they send it to the state vet, and then we issue the Red Cross permit. So in total, we've got about five forms that are required.
All right. Now, you mentioned in my previous question about the fact that when I asked what the legal requirements are, you mentioned that especially one of the things is that neighbors need to be informed. So what are the risks if people ignore movement restrictions, both legally and for the wider farming sector?
Oh, sorry, say that again. There was a bit of a break.
Okay. I mentioned in my previous, one of my previous questions where I asked about the legal requirements that are in place. You mentioned that one of the things that should be done is that the neighbors need to be informed as well, your neighboring farms.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
what are the risks involved if people ignore movement restrictions, both legally and for the wider farming sector?
So once there is an outbreak, a foot and mouth disease outbreak, and the farms are put under quarantine, like I said, it is a legally binding exercise. So if you breach that, so and people do not follow those instructions, they are breaking the law. So that is not permissible. That's number one. So they can be prosecuted. But obviously, we don't want to deal with farmers like that. We explain these things to them. They understand. Many of them understand, and they are working with us very well. But should that happen, what then tends to happen is that the disease or the virus stays with us for much longer, because the purpose of putting the farms under quarantine and putting these restriction measures and vaccinating all the animals is to make sure we get rid of the virus in a short space of time. But if these movement restrictions, quarantine measures are not followed, it means we are going to have the virus for much longer period. You know, if you can relate with the issue of COVID, what happened? We would be told, you know, in 3 weeks' time, the restrictions will be lifted. Come 3 weeks, it gets extended because the disease is not going anywhere. And it's exactly the same with foot and mouth disease.
Sure. Okay, now how does compliance protect jobs, food security, and also the provincial economy?
So the agriculture value chain, especially animal production, employs thousands of men and women. So we are in South Africa. We talk about high unemployment rate. So the fact that you know, these people or thousands of these people are employed in the agriculture sector means we need to protect those their jobs. If there is no compliance, unfortunately, the animals will stay under quarantine for much longer period. When they are under quarantine, it means their operations are very much limited, and most of those owners cannot sustain or cannot pay the employees. Some of them are retrenched, some of them are sent home temporarily, and during that time they can't get a salary. And again, I talked about, you know, the rapid drop in milk production. We're talking about dairy farmers.
Yeah.
There is severe loss of income for the farmers themselves.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, we then have got these severe export bans. Once our trade partners, other countries, hear that we've got a foot and mouth outbreak, they immediately ban trade with us, so they cannot export. And the longer that period stays, you know, it just distorts and damages the agricultural and tourism reputation of the province, which is a very terrible phenomenon. But at the end of the day, it leads to, again, you know, staying with the virus for much longer periods than normal or than necessary.
Dr. Solomon Bandy, thank you very much for chatting to us and giving us an overview again of the current status of the foot and mouth disease, and also the importance as well as the compliance to protect jobs, and also what the outbreak does to the Western province economy, and also the food security that is currently threatened. So thank you very much for all that info.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day and be safe on the road.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sveral 96.7 FM, ons is jou army van klanke. Now, for the latest updates and official guidance, visit www.elsenburg.com and report any suspected cases to your nearest state veterinarian. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility.
iiNet Connect, internet solutions made easy. iiNet Connect is a Paarl-based company that provides fast and reliable wireless internet, fiber connectivity, VoIP telephones, website hosting, customized packages, and creative solutions. Like